Your body has a language. Our body constantly talks to us. It's constantly communicating to us. And unfortunately, a lot of us, it communicates in the form of symptoms. Symptoms are the body's mother tongue, and signs are in a different language, and we just don't understand them. How stress impacts you and how the language that your body's communicating is actually trying to give you signs of what you need to do differently. Heart rate variability is the best way, the best metric to understand personally how your body's handling stress and strain. HRV determines the guiding factor as to whether the habits and behaviors that we're adding or subtracting from our life are personally helping. It gives us now something really positively that we can guide through.
This is the Own It Show, where we tell stories of how everyday people made ownership theirs.
Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the Own It Show. And we're diving in here. If you haven't been following for the last little while, every Tuesday and Thursday, I've been going live and really diving deep into the power of ownership, diving into this book so that you guys can really understand what it is that is coming out on April 23rd. And when you look at what the power of ownership is, if you guys are interested and you're wanting more information, you want to grab it, go to thepowerofownershipbook.com, thepowerofownershipbook.com. But I'm using this platform to make sure that I can really help equip you and empower you to know what you're going to be getting from this book as you continue to dive in. So today we're diving into chapters 3 and chapters 4. 2 weeks ago, we did an overview of the whole book. Last week, we did chapters 1 and chapter 2. This week, we're diving into chapter 3 and chapter 4. And so chapter 3 is called Your Body Has a Language. Your body has a language. And when we think about what our body's language is, so many of us forget that our body constantly talks to us. It's constantly communicating to us. And unfortunately, for a lot of us, it communicates in the form of symptoms. Symptoms are the body's mother tongue. And signs are in a different language, and we just don't understand them. We just don't recognize them. And so when we think about this, I go through this chapter and I really talk about sign one of a life in default is that stress adds up. And there's a actual quiz in here that helps you understand where are you at on a stress scale? Where are you at in terms of how your body's handling the stress that you're under? And once we realize how our body's actually handling stress, it gives us a better insight as to whether we're going to see any type of health breakdown, mental, physical, spiritual, emotional. So that's sign one. Sign two is that you're living in a state of fake health. Fake health continuum, I call it. On the far left side is true health. On the far right side is death and disease. But in the middle is that fake health area, disease-free, but symptom full. Symptoms like headaches, like brain fog, like nausea, like irritability, weight gain that's unexplained, inability to sleep, low energy, all of these things that we consider normal. Disease-free, but symptom full. And the crazy part about it is the longer that we stay there, the longer that we stay in this space of fake health, the faster it drives us into that death and disease bucket where we get into the medical system. We get into this space where we have to be leaned in. And then sign number three is ultimately determining the island we're on. I talk about mindset. Where is this mindset that we're operating in? Are we in sacrifice town where we sacrifice everything for the sake of our health? Is it abundance island where there's more than enough time, more than enough energy? Or is it Averageville, where we're just operating the way that everybody else is? And so in this chapter, I really break it down to help you understand how stress impacts you and how the language that your body's communicating is actually trying to give you signs of what you need to do differently. But a lot of us don't speak the language, so I want you to learn that language, which takes us to chapter 4, which really dives in solely on heart rate variability. You guys have heard me talk about this over and over and over again at nauseam. And heart rate variability is the best way, the best metric to understand personally how your body's handling stress and strain. And so in chapter 4, I literally go through everything of understanding HRV basics, understanding the true core competency of what heart rate variability actually is. How do you measure it? What is it looking at? What does it mean? Why does it matter? How is it calculated? Where can you look at it? I start to look at the different studies on HRV. It's crazy. There's almost been 100 times exponential increase in the study and research on HRV since 2016. And the positive thing about that is we have more information and validation on it. The negative thing about it is that we actually don't know what it's meaning. It's the most misused, misunderstood, and misrepresented metric in the health and wellness industry. And I want to create clarity around it because it is so powerful. And as we go through this, the other thing I talk about is the things that impact HRV, things that ultimately come and we can have control over, things that are pathological, things that are physiological, things that are psychological, things that are emotional, things that are environmental, lifestyle, and genetically based. And I break it down into a system in the four pillars that I talk about, which are fuel, build, repair, and renew. And under each one of those pillars, there's two controllables that we can ultimately start having as lever systems to make decisions off of. Under fuel, nutrition and hydration, build, training and mindset, renew, environment and self-care, repair, sleep and immune response. And as we start to realize that these are levers that we can pull on, and HRV determines the guiding factor as to whether the habits and behaviors that we're adding or subtracting from our life are personally helping, it gives us now something really positively that we can guide through. I go through everything from the genetic ranges we should have, the number ranges, what's high, what's low, what's good, what's not, how do you understand it? And after you leave this chapter, you are convicted of knowing your HRV number. You're convicted that this is something that I have to more have more of an understanding on, which then it powerfully concludes throwing us into part two, which is the four pillars of ownership, helping us understand each of those four pillars. And next week, we're going to dive deep into those next four chapters, helping us understand what's going on in this in part two of the book. So if you're interested in getting this book, again, guys, I'm telling you, it's been a download from God for me that I'm just so excited to get into the world and have people see it and have a resource that people can work from. But when we're looking at this, the cool concept of this and where this all comes back for me is thepowerofownershipbook.com is where you can access it. But this is going to be a resource that helps to redeem the health of the world and equip you and empower you to do some really cool things. So thepowerofownershipbook.com is where you can find it, where you can get access. Can't wait until you guys have it in your hands, April 23rd. Get your pre-order in so that you can get access to the bonuses, the free workshops with myself, and really lean in a powerful way. Next week, we're going to dive in part two. But until then, thepowerofownershipbook.com. Looking forward to seeing you.